Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It's your weekly roundup of all our favourite events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I've got events involving existentialism, hockey and leeks.
I'm going to be talking about the Beatles, South African wine and feminist films. Orla, kick us off with the event starting tonight.
It actually started last night, but running till Saturday. This was at the Oxford Playhouse, Dial M for Murder. Now, lots of people know this from the Alfred Hitchcock 1952 film, but it was originally a stage play. In fact, I think it was originally a BBC play. And so this is the original play back on stage. It's a murder mystery. Paranoid and jealous husband becomes convinced that his wife is having an affair, and so plots to kill her. And then it doesn't all go quite to plan, and everything gets all a bit confused, and then you have to see what happens at the end. But we sent along our reviewer last night, Peter Tickler, who said that the production is greatly enhanced by lighting and sound, not least in one scene of violent action that grips as tight as a boa constrictor.
Ooh.
Yeah, he said that add to this the often dissonant music, which highlights the moments of tension and drama, and we present it with a superb evening of entertainment. So it sounds really, really good. There's also opt-in tickets available, so you can get really cheap tickets if you're under 26. And after tonight's performance, there will be a talk as well by the cast.
I love a post-show talk.
I know, always good.
Very good.
Extra insight. But what's happening over at the other theatre across the way, Anais?
At the new theatre, well, it is Ghost the Musical, based on the 1990 romantic drama of the same title.
Love
and it's
it.
Here for 2 whole weeks. So it's been on the West End, it's been to Broadway, and it's ending its huge UK tour here in Oxford. So the 1990 film starred Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore and was a huge hit back in the day. It's about the couple Sam and Molly, and Sam dies, but he's caught between our world and the next, so he has to stick around as a ghost, and he's trying to protect Molly from some dangerous things which are happening around her. So there's poppy music in this show, really big dance numbers, it's a great story, and apparently there's really great technical elements as well, kind of great smoke and mirrors and lots of kind of screens happening. So I think the get-in took about 3 days.
Wow.
So it's a huge, huge show. I also went to university with the actor playing the romantic lead Sam, and I can certify he is beautiful, absolutely stunning voice. I think it's worth going just to hear him sing. I can't wait to see him in this. And Ghost opened at the New Theatre yesterday and runs all the way until Saturday the 8th of March. Performances are at 7:30 and 2:30, and you can see the full schedule on Daily Info.
And if you get inspired by some of the pottery scenes, you can always look up some pottery classes on Daily Info as well. Cool. Well, so some more theatre, and this is where my existentialism comes in that I talked about earlier. There's going to be a Night of the Absurd at Pembroke College. This is going to be a double bill of 2 existentialist plays. There's going to be No Exit by Sartre, which is a nihilist one-act about... It's basically 3 people stuck in a room, and it's like his whole idea that famously came out of it was that hell is other people. So, like, being driven insane by the same people.
That's quite funny to do as a theatre show, which involves other people having to be there for you to experience and understand that.
I know, exactly. So we're going to be watching it as well. And then the other one is The Misunderstanding by Camus, which is his expression of his theory of the absurd. It's at the Puget Theatre at Pembroke College, which I think is part of their new development, so you can go and have a look at that as well.
Stazzy.
Yeah, and it's only £3. It's running Wednesday to Friday, 7:30pm at Pembroke.
There's a couple of festivals happening this week, and one of them is the Early Music Festival at Keble College, which runs from tonight until Saturday, and there are concerts every evening. They're mostly in the Keble College Chapel, but the festival kicks off where every festival should, which is in the bar, and there's going to be a concert of bawdy madrigals and some narration to give some context and history to the start of the week. On other evenings, there's a mix of local and student groups, so there's the Keble Choir and also Oxford Baroque, but the highlight of the week is going to be Saturday's concert by Croatian violinist Bojan Čiček, who will be performing some of Bach's solo violin pieces. This is definitely the kind of headline act, so to speak. Most of the events are free, the others only cost up to £12, and they're all at Keble, and you can find all the concert times and dates on Daily Info and book through Tickets Oxford.
That's cool that they have some nice contextual talks, because I don't really know anything about early music, but making it more accessible is really nice. But I have another festival, and this one actually started on Tuesday and it's running till Friday. It's the 12th annual Oxford Human Rights Arts Festival. And I've picked a few of my favourite events out of it, basically. There's loads of stuff happening, and you can check out their website for all of the details. But I've picked, on Thursday, The Reluctant Revolutionary. This is a film that's going to be showing at the UPP at 6 o'clock. And it was actually screened as part of OxDocs International Documentary Festival in October as well.
Oh,
so you might have seen it then. It's a documentary that follows a Sana'a tour guide as a revolution unfolds in Yemen. And then the film will be followed by a Q&A with Amat al-Salim al-Soswa, the first female minister of human rights in Yemen, and Heron Lackner, who worked in Yemen since the 1960s and has written about the socio-political and economic situation there for a long time. So that's, UPP at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Also on Thursday at Truck Store, there's going to be an event of poetry, spoken word and folk music involving George the Poet, who is an urban poet. He's done stuff with Sky F1. He did these like intros to different races for Sky.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool. And he was on Jules Holland as well. So you might have heard of him. Then there's going to be Irish singer-songwriter Paul O'Ryan and London folk band Stick in the Wheel. So they're going to be bringing up together performance and protest, and it's only £4, and that's at Truck Store at 7. And again on Thursday, this is at the OFS, 7:30, and it's Like Enemies of the State. It's a play based on stories of three real-life child soldiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and that'll be followed by a discussion as well about effectively communicating human rights through theatre, or human rights issues through theatre, and that'll be with writer-director Tommy Lexon. That's £8 and £5 concessions at the OFS at 7:30 on Thursday.
Really good selection.
There's so much more as well. Those are just like a few of the little highlights, and loads of the events are free as well, so definitely check out everything that's happening there.
Until Friday.
Yes, Friday. At the O2 Academy, I've got a gig for you. This is Fox's real name, Louisa Rose Allen.
Could be Jameela Jamil, you never know.
I know, she does look like a cross between Jameela Jamil and a Barbie. She's stunning. She is a dance pop, synth pop princess, and she's already won a Grammy. I think she's younger than us as well, terrible. She won a Grammy for her collaboration with Zedd on Clarity, which I think was a massive hit in America. Didn't do quite as well here, but
could be the moment for it.
Yeah. She's got her first album coming out in May, which is called Glorious, and she's going to be performing at the O2 Academy. Support starts at 6:30. I don't know what the support is yet, they haven't announced it, but the tickets are a tenner, and it's at O2 Academy on Friday.
Which sounds quite glamorous.
Mm.
Good for a bit of dancing. Well, something else on Friday. Everyone loves doing their bit for charity, and you can fundraise for St Peter's Church's Overseas Development Fund whilst having a very merry time in the parish room in Wolvercote this Friday. At the St Peter's Church, there is going to be a lecture and guided tasting on South African wines.
Yes.
And the evening is being hosted by Tony Lemon, and he's actually a professor at the School of Geography and Environment at Oxford University. And so he teaches on South African politics and culture and geography, but he also runs his college cellar. So it's basically an evening combining his skills, his skills in lecturing, his knowledge of South Africa and his interest in wine. And it just makes me really happy to think how much he's going to enjoy leading this.
Oh,
and he's clearly
amazing.
Going to have a really good knowledge and bring so much more context to it than just the grapes and the tastes and, you know, sniff, sip, swirl and all of that. So this starts at 7:45 p.m. at St Peter's Church, and it's £12 on Friday with Tony Lemon.
Well, I've got another political festival for you this week. This is at Wadham College, Oxford Radical Forum. They're in their seventh year, and it's basically a takeover of Wadham College. Every space in Wadham has just been taken over with some kind of event over 3 days from Friday to Sunday. This year's is going to feature events about Egypt, Syria, sexism, racism, homophobia, drone warfare, and Europe. And it will feature popular literary theorist and critic Terry Eagleton, among many, many others. And there's going to be film screenings, debates, workshops, and everything is free. There's so much going on, you just need to have a look on their website or ours. Friday to Sunday, Wadham College, Oxford Radical Forum.
Saturday night, Mitch Benn is going to be performing at the North Wall. He's a comedian and author, and quite well known for his comedy rock songs, often on Radio 4. And his latest show is called Mitch Benn is the 37th Beatle, and it sees him mock and question all those who came before him, claiming they had a link to the Beatles. So he's from Liverpool, which I think automatically puts you
already
up there with the links to the Beatles. It's musical satire, and there's Beatles parodies, but there's also witty anecdotes thrown into the mix. And reviews have claimed that it's been really well researched. You can tell he's really passionate about the Beatles and really cares. He's not making a mockery of them. It's also really fast-paced, and there's a really decent gag-to-fact ratio. It's not a lecture.
Nice.
It's not just slagging the Beatles off. It's a good combo of the two. So dedicated fans of the Fab Four will be pleased, as will the ignorant youth, as will those who just take a sort of minor interest in the group. It really hits all the spots and just apparently reminds you why the Beatles are so good. Mm-hmm. And if you're still not convinced you should go, then I also think this could be a good event if you want to get a bit more knowledge for pub quizzes, because there's always Beatles questions in a pub quiz. So you could actually consolidate a bit of that pub quiz knowledge and maybe win a pub quiz thanks to this show.
Learn something and have a laugh.
Exactly. And if you miss it, then Mitch is touring until June, and there's also an abridged version of the show on BBC Radio 4. But don't miss it. Be at the North Wall for 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Great. Well, I hope you haven't forgotten what Saturday is. Because Saturday's St. David's Day. So happy St. David's Day to everyone out there who is Welsh. And to celebrate St. David's Day, the Oxford Welsh Male Voice Choir will be performing at the Wesley Memorial Church on Saturday.
So they're from Oxford, but they sing in Welsh?
I think, yeah, they'll have lots of the old classic Welsh hymns, I think, like Bread of Heaven and Men of Harlech, all those. There's going to be refreshments and tea from 6:30, and the concert starts at 7. Also, on Daily Info at the moment, there is my recipe for Welsh cakes that you can have with your lamb and leeks. But yeah, that's £10 at Wesley Memorial Church from 6:30 on Saturday.
This week begins the Dance in Oxford Festival, which runs until the 10th of March, and we have got director Claire Thompson coming in to tell us a bit more about some of the highlights and the festival. And I was wondering, Claire, if you could tell me a bit more about how the festival started and how it's journeyed over the last 8 years, because this is the 8th Dance in Oxford Festival this year.
It is, yeah. The very first festival was back in 2007, which unbelievably was 8 years ago. Yeah, well, it started off, the original idea for Dance in Oxford was about celebrating dance, first of all, in the city, because there's a huge amount of dance activity that happens, and a lot of people don't know about it, because it happens in venues across the city, different kinds of venues. So it was about celebrating dance, but also about increasing its visibility as well, and kind of elements of taking dance outside of the traditional venue and putting it in the streets and putting it in other venues, and really trying to provide a focal point for dance in the city, but really offer anybody that wants to the opportunity to engage with dance through the festival. So that's really the idea behind it when it started back in 2007. And it's happened every year since then, which is really fantastic. It has grown and it has developed. It has gone from a kind of 4-week festival, which was brilliant, but was felt a bit more like a season of dance, to what is now, as of last year and this year, a 10-day spring festival. We have at least one event every day. A lot of days we have more. We have daytime events. So it's developed into that, but the other shift that's happened over the last 8 years, again, taken place largely in the last couple of years, is spreading Dance in Oxford out over the year. So we have the spring festival, which has always been there. But in the summer now, we run Dance in Oxford outdoor, larger scale, free events. And then in the autumn, last year and this year, and over the next few years, we have the Family Dance Week, which is over the autumn half term. It links into the National Family Arts Festival. So it has grown and developed, and it's fantastic that it does seem to be growing in popularity as well, and its reach, and the number of people we're engaging with, and I really hope that continues much, much further.
Would you like to just do like a couple of sentence sum up of why you should go to Dance in Oxford this year?
People should come to Dance in Oxford this year because there's plenty on offer. There's something for everyone. It doesn't matter what your taste is, whether it's your taste in music or your taste in dance styles. There's something for all ages. It's fun, it's not threatening, there's nothing that's very expensive. We have a lot of free events. It's a great way to just come along and have a go.
Thank you. So that was Claire Thompson, Director of Dance in Oxford. Don't miss any of the events, they're all listed on Daily Info, and it's happening from February the 28th to the 10th of March, all around Oxford. If you want to hear more of the interview with Claire, you can listen to the Oxcast Extra link and hear an extended version of the interview. We've also got in our recent Oxcast Extras an interview with Wendy Fry from the Oxford Brookes Sustainability Team, as this week's is Sustainability Week. So if you're interested in sustainability and what Brookes is doing, then do listen to Wendy's interview, which is also in the Oxcast Extra links. Also part of Dance in Oxford on Monday is Ballet Laurent's The Night Ball, which is at the Town Hall. Jen's going to tell us a bit more about this piece.
This is very exciting. It's a site-specific production, which is sort of touring various eclectic places around the country. I think it's been to Latitude Festival, which sounds brilliant. It's like a sort of posh Strictly Come Dancing, I think. It's a 70-minute show with a very eclectic soundtrack and the most fabulous costumes. I mean, we're talking sort of huge rosebud ears, sort of Princess Leia ears, and lots of fluff. And it's celebrating social dancing. So it's got a whole mixture of dancing styles that they're doing, and it's cabaret seating. And then when the show has finished, if you're feeling inspired, the DJ continues, the bar continues, and you're invited to get up and dance with the professional.
That's amazing! Oh my God, with them!
So this sounds like a pretty unique opportunity, I think.
So it's all partner dancing?
It looks like partner dancing, but also sort of three guys whirling round in the most amazing series of pirouettes.
And we get to dance with them.
Quite a few different interpretations of social dance, and yeah, it looks like some wicked, wicked dancing there. And there's a lovely quote on their website from somebody. This is a sort of meld of two shows they've done previously. So I think the mix of inviting the audience to dance and the original sort of the bal idea are sort of melded. And one of those halves has been reviewed by a member of the public, and there's this lovely quote on their website. It invoked memories I never had, but always wanted.
Oh, that is beautiful.
So, yeah, really looking forward to that.
And it's 7:30pm on Monday and Tuesday in the beautiful Oxford Town Hall's
room. A Playhouse Plays Out production. So we've had some fantastic ones of those in the past, and so they're organised by the Playhouse, but using other spaces around Oxford that happen to suit this particular show.
If you're not going to do some ballroom dancing on Monday, then there is an evening of feminist films at the East Oxford Community Centre. This has been organised by the Reclaim the Night team, who run the annual march for International Women's Day in March, a march in March, easy to remember. I went to their film night last year and it was a really, really beautiful evening. There were both men and women there, and the lovely cheap community centre bar, which always helps, and a real variety, Red Stripe, and a real variety of films. And then we discussed the content and the film kind of techniques and styles and the different messages. And so it was really interesting evening.
So is it local filmmakers, or is it films that are sort of touring on festival circuits?
It's all shorts, and mostly from last year, most of them were sort of homemade and kind of things that you'd make yourself and put on YouTube. There was a couple of documentaries which I think have been part of festivals, and this year there's a film group from Glasgow which is for women of colour to experiment with films, and I think they've got a few entries. So basically it was a really open submissions process, and so local people who might get hit by the advertising submitted, and then I think they contacted also filmmaking groups. I know Film Oxford has a sort of women-only filmmaking group as well, so possibly they might have some contributions. And if women and cinema is the centre of the Venn diagram of your interest, then do also check out the Phoenix Picture House's Women Who Live Their Dreams Film Festival, which is also next week, and it's from the 4th to the 8th of March. And meanwhile, the Reclaim the Night's feminist film evening is Monday at 7pm, and it's totally free at the East Oxford Community Centre, though donations do go to OSARC, the Oxford Sexual Abuse and Rape Crisis Centre.
I've actually got an event that is almost sort of linked here. And last week we were talking about ice hockey. This year I'm keeping the Olympic fever alive. It's field hockey this week. The GB Women's Olympic bronze medal winning team from London 2012 will be in Oxford, and they're going to be playing the Oxford University men's team at Oxford University Sports Ground on Iffley Road. And it's on Monday at 5, and it's sort of an exhibition match that's happening as a precursor to Oxford Women in Sport and International Women's Day, which is the 8th of March, so it's next week. And it should be a really good contest. I'm really interested to see what the results are going to be.
Yeah, see how it measures gender sort of, against skill.
Yeah, exactly. Skill and teamwork versus sort of pace and power. It's £5 and £3 concessions, very limited space apparently, so do book in advance. And that's Monday at 5 on Iffley Road. And there's more about the Oxford Women in Sport on oxwiz2014.wordpress.com, because there's lots of events happening on the 8th of March.
I'm sure we'll talk about them a little bit more in a future podcast.
Yes.
And finally, on to our last event in the podcast. So Magdalen College School tend to produce really high quality theatre, and could be partly because they've got a great partnership with Oxford Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And this week, the school students and Oxford Playhouse's youth theatre are combining, and they're doing two performances of a new play called A Letter to Lacey, which was written by the author of the stage show and film of Mamma Mia.
Cool.
And this play is totally at the other end of the spectrum, though, to a light-hearted jukebox musical. It's a play which explores abuse in young people's relationships and has some really shocking and really sad moments. Though there is still some music, so that's kind of what's going to provide the light relief, but it won't be as light as Mamma Mia. And the play is also part of the National Theatre's Connections Festival, which is a nationwide youth arts festival where young people all over the UK perform one of 10 plays which are selected, sort of up-and-coming, promising and talented playwrights. And tickets for this show are only £4, and though there is an age restriction for 15+, so it's definitely quite gritty and quite powerful. And the performances are 7:30pm on Tuesday and Wednesday at Magdalen College School.
Everything you said about that sounded really good.
It sounds also kind of scary in a way, but really necessary.
Awesome. Well, next week we will be back with more events, as always, from Wednesday. You can also find out more about events on our website and read lots of reviews.
We've also got some job adverts, and you can find somewhere to stay. It's all on dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also like our page on Facebook for lots of updates by searching Daily Info Oxford, or you can follow us on Twitter @DailyInfoOxford.